first light breaks in the morning sky. Chasing the sunrise, we'll fly across the horizon, sail away. We drifted out to nowhere, set up with hope.
Hi, welcome again to our weekly podcast, Warstomp Radio. twitch.tv/WarstompRadio every Monday, sometimes at 7 p.m, sometimes not. I'm joined as always by Alvin.
What's up, bitches?
Gino.
Okay.
And Richard.
Hello, hello.
And with us we have a special guest, our good friend Paris.
Yeah.
Alright. What's up, guys?
Come on.
What is going on?
What happened to our saying?
Alright,
still, what time is it?
It's
you say time.
There's more people here. You have to add more people here. It's time to get stomped. There's more people here.
Alvin, your time.
Time.
I'm get.
Stop. Let's go.
This needs to be done.
All right. We'll get all right. I forgot. We'll get it next week. Yeah. Alright, so our first segment, things that we'll talk about is just some news topics that is going on in the Blizzard world. Alvin, why don't you go ahead and start us off?
Okay, so this was leaked on the ever useful 4chan V board, and apparently the new expansion is going to be about trolls and like the South Seas. Take this with a grain of salt. I mean, like a lot of this stuff looks really crazy, but at the same time, in 2013, Warlords of Draenor was leaked by some dude, and he was like, yeah, so Geralt's gonna go into the path and, like, talk to his dad. And
no one believed him?
And then, like, they were like, you're an idiot. This is bullshit. But then it turned out to be true, so. Okay. So, let's check these off. Ash-Shara is gonna be one of the main victims. There's gonna be a new class. Not victims, villains. But, you know, we're going to kill her anyway. The new class is going to be a Shadow Stalker. So, let's see. Trolls, Blood Elves, everybody's going to be able to make it. It's going to be a ranged class that also uses magic attacks. This one's kind of weird.
That sounds roguish.
Yeah. Specs are Dark Ranger, Spirit Mending, and Shadow Hunter. The new caps is going to be 110. 8 zones in the expansion. Valerian Depths, Zandalar. See, this is where like I start believing it, because this is really in depth. But then again, anybody can come up with some random bullshit. Kul'Tiras, Kazan, Tel Abim, Plunder Isle, the Rift, and Broken Isles.
I don't know why they would go with another like troll expansion. Haven't their like troll raids have been like their least popular raids?
Yeah, but then again, some people have been like whining, like we want a South Seas expansion with islands. Apparently, instead of, like, a flying mount, you're going to have a ship you can upgrade and hire people to work on, like a mobile garrison.
Do you think that's what people have a boner for? Just, like, being able to explore the seas?
I guess. They said there's going to be, like, hidden islands you can find.
Mm-hmm. Like the Philippines.
Yeah, basically.
The motherland.
You get, the Rift is going to be one of the endgame zones where Nazjatar is. So this is going to be very Naga heavy. One thing is, if you have a level 100 already, or when you buy the expansion and you have a level 100 already, excuse me, you get a free upgrade to 100 for your Shadow Stalker, but only the Shadow Stalker, I guess.
And this class, you think it'll start at like level 1, or is it going to be like a Death Knight kind of thing?
You're gonna start at level 1.
That's rough.
Do you guys think, I mean, it's like the monk.
Do you guys think that they're gonna answer how like the Naga actually came about in this expansion? Because, dude, honestly, they have never like gone into detail. They're just sort of like,
well, I mean, those are the books and stuff. They're just like
They just said they're like Night Elves from the Sea, and that was it. Like,
no, they're not Night Elves from the Sea.
They were Blood Elves.
Like, Ash-Shara wanted more power than the Blood Elves already had, and so she made a pact with somebody, and then, like, ooh, they abused their power with their magic, and then their city sunk to the sea.
So what else is there, do you think, to, like, elaborate on with the trolls in general? Like, how do the Nagas, like, relate to trolls? Like, I don't understand.
The troll leader and the Nagas are gonna, like, make an alliance, and they're gonna try to, like... The trolls want to raise the island that sunk and then bring all the Naga to take over the world, I guess. And then, Vol'jin is gonna, like... It's gonna explore Vol'jin's, like, fuck, do I join the trolls or do I keep leading the Horde?
That makes it seem very plausible to me.
Yeah.
That story sounds plausible. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, whoever, like, even if this is bullshit, this is a pretty good idea, in my opinion.
What do you guys think from a numbers perspective? Like, I don't know. South Sea expansion? How do you guys think that's going to do, like, to the general audience?
I don't get a chump from this.
No. First, I have to go to Northrend. First I have to go Outland, then Northrend, then back to old Outland, and then now I have to explore islands. Like,
The world that makes a difference if people come back. I think it's more, like, maybe the timing. It's like, Outland, I still don't understand Outland. It's another planet, it's like another dimension. I don't care. Like, it's still cool. Like, Warlords of Draenor, the premise, another dimension. Like, that's stupid. Like, I don't want to fight more orcs, but I still got the damn game. So I don't think the background has much effect on it, as much as the timing of if this comes out next year, like in a year from now, like
that's when the stars align, we're not playing anything.
I think that's the general populace too. Like most people don't really give much about the lore. They're hoping the gameplay is good.
Hopefully. I don't know. I still care about the story. Like going into a Warlords of Draenor, I liked how the story from Mists of Pandaria like rolled into Warlords of Draenor with Garrosh escaping, you know?
Yeah, they did a good job of tying the story in for the one expansion to the next. I think this would be an interesting expansion to explore Vol'jin's trustworthiness.
Oh, it's true, he is the warlord now, right?
Yeah. Of the trolls. Would you guys buy it?
Is this going to be another Horde expansion, man?
It's another Horde expansion. This is true.
A later Alliance. Peace.
Are you surprised?
Nope. I mean,
it's a shame. I'm getting a little tired. I mean, the Horde story is cool, but I'm a little tired of it.
The best story was the Wrath of the Lich King, and that was totally an Alliance story.
Yeah, I agree. That was the best story.
I think that goes to show we should go back to Alliance.
I'm not going to shell out another $30.
But we went to Alliance during an Alliance expansion. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we played Alliance during Mists of Pandaria too.
I didn't.
Oh, well, I don't think that makes any difference. Because you still saw the same event. I would buy it.
Now this leads me to my next question. Assuming I didn't just talk about it, assuming you've never heard anything about it, none of your friends are playing, they weren't getting anything, they were like, they're done with WoW. And it's just you. The game is already out, and you have no intention of playing WoW either. What would make you instantly purchase it? Just like, it doesn't have to be like feasible. Like, it could be stupid. Like, Blizzard has to give you 100,000 gold with every purchase. So that. What would make you instantly buy the game again?
This is assuming I have no friends.
Yeah, assuming you're... Yeah.
I think, for some reason, I would still get it. I don't know why.
No, I'm just saying...
I would still get it. To me, it's still like,
if anything, it's to reach max level, and then I'd quit like a little bit after that.
Like, what feature would like just cement it then?
New zone. The same thing as in every set. I don't know. Gino, I would just still buy it.
I would still get it just to reach max level, and then
it's still fun.
If that took me like what freaking how long does it take to reach max level? Like, you think 15 hours?
20 hours.
15
to
25
hours.
Would you buy it out?
My money's worth.
If they're not offering anything new than what they've been doing.
Probably.
Probably.
I mean, yeah, probably. In that time, I'm probably not even going to be playing anything, so.
What about you, Paris? Would you buy it?
No.
Wait, did you even play Warlords first?
I didn't play Warlords mainly because of, like, lore. Like, I'm a really big lore guy. And I just thought that the Draenor lore was just so confusing and, like, went back on everything we'd already learned. I was just sort of like...
It's true.
What are we doing? Like, I want... from a, like a plot perspective, I want it sort of be a cleaner slate. Like, they don't need to go back in time and do all that. You can just add on to the world that you already have. But one thing I really want to see is just, like, classes being simplified. Like, I know they've simplified it, and they can only do so much because there's, like, a billion expansions, but I don't know, maybe just nostalgia, but I just miss vanilla. Like, I just wish things were so simple. I wish I could, like, one-shot people. Like, those are just... it was just...
You mean you miss being broken.
I like, WoW was really fun because it was always, like, a paper, rock, scissors. There was never, like, one class it could be all. It's like, with this class, it could be this class. This
I remember
one.
That.
Yeah, it's just... The there's just... PvP. You can never just kill one thing with just one class or, you know.
Well, Terrace, have you seen, like... all of Novel 87's like lore videos on YouTube.
I have. I watch all of them at work.
I've watched yesterday. Every single one of
they
them.
They were
too.
So good, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was it, Richard?
Oh. I don't know. I'm on the fence if I would get it if they're not offering something like game-breakingly new.
Okay, what's that something?
It's tough to say. Like they've done. Mean, like, they've innovated. They've innovated so much already. You know, it's.
40-man raids.
No, dude, did you do Molten Core back when... That was the fucking worst. No, fuck that.
No. That was a big clusterfuck.
Because that was a pug, too. Pug 40-man? No.
I never pugged 40-man before, so...
It was
fuck
the worst.
40-man.
Yeah.
I did 2 months of Molten Core, and then I told myself I can't do this.
I dabbled in Molten Core until Marlin Ninja the Chest and got me blacklisted from every guild on the server.
They would have to do something with World PvP to make it, you know, like, attractive to do again. Because that was a big draw for me back in the day. World PvP was so much fun. That's for me.
I think so. That's what they did with, like, not allowing flying. But
kind of.
People still just hang on their garrisons.
But, like, you know, once you turn 70, like, there's really no reason to. Like, before... Other than Battlegrounds, you know, there wasn't really anything else to do in PvP, so a lot of people did World PvP. That's what a lot of the PvP movies were made from back then, World PvP. Like all the engineering tricks and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know, everything feels very formatted now. Arena, Battlegrounds, raiding.
No they way. Need to fix fucking Ashran or whatever they whatever.
Ashran's
done. Ashran's done, man. Ashran they're not coming back there. it's a lost cause.
Yeah.
But, I see what you're saying, Richard. Because it's more life is more organic out in the world. PvP.
Yeah, there's more variables out there. Yeah,
it's more variables. Yeah.
Slash end rant.
Mine would be like this has nothing to do with gameplay at all. It's just like, if Blizzard flat out said, like, okay, we're giving you a plan, step by step, of everything we're going to release and everything we're going to do for this whole expansion, I'd just be like, take my money. Like, this is being released right here, and exactly here, no delays. This is being released now. This is being released in 6 months. Like, none of this, like, when is Blizzard going to release the next raid? I'm not going to sub for 3 months if nothing's getting released and I've already done everything.
I agree.
I think they need to, like, move away from, like, trying to fill in everything with, like, fluff. I think Blizzard loves fluffing everything. Like, they don't like timelines, they like taking their time, and I think it's really understandable, especially with things like StarCraft and Hearthstone. But, like, with World of Warcraft, like, the game has really become, like, super scheduled, you know? Like, the game takes time, and people have lives, so you want some sort of schedule that you can live by and see, like, when this is going to get released. Like, you don't want to just quit and put all the time in the game and just leave, and then a new expansion comes out and all your friends are already done. They don't want to come back and resub, so I think it'd be helpful to the fan base to give an outline for something so people could know when something's going to come out.
Yeah, otherwise don't take my money.
Exactly.
I agree, and that's what I was saying too, but if the release date is so far from now, if it's not the end of this year, like, God, it's going to hurt. And I don't think it's going to be this year. It's going to hurt, because the interest is already dropping. It has already dropped a lot, and it's going to keep dropping, especially there's no new raid content. They said there's no more raids coming for this expansion.
Really?
We haven't heard a drop of news yet. So what the hell are we going to do? We're going to time walk?
It's adhering to their year-long timeline, though, right?
That
That's six months. There's like six
months left, pretty much. Yeah.
I think Warlords came out in November. Oh. So it's July, so we're looking at 4 more months.
Oh, what? Okay, a little bit longer than
that. And we haven't heard anything yet. So.
Yeah, that's rough.
I don't feel good about it.
But you know what? Something new just happened. Hmm. Cats can now sit on laps.
Cats?
In the games?
Yes.
Why? You can
get
a cat. That's pretty neat.
You mean like a hunter pet?
Cat pet?
No, like a critter.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
So I'm not going to complain about that.
Slash cute.
So, you know, it's
just, like, I think their whatever 18-month, 24-month cycle is really going to hurt them this time. And I know they always release their games when it's ready, but this time I think it's really going to hurt.
I think they should have cashed out and went for the Burning Legion. Made a Burning Legion expansion. Just like...
This game is over.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have my I reactivated 25,000 gold. I'll play it out for this month. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to reactivate probably until it's close to the next expansion. There's just nothing else. Won't be anything else to do.
Yeah. I mean, I can't blame them. Blame them for trying to get, you know, a few more subscribers, get as much money as they can out of it before they, like, really nip it in the bud and do a Burning Legion expansion.
How do you guys think they're going to connect World of Warcraft 1 with World of Warcraft 2? Like, obviously, they wanted, like... All right. Let's say you have a.
Is there going to be a 2?
We should ask that question. Is there going to be a World of Warcraft 2?
There's going to be a 2. There has to be a 2. They love money. Like, all right. So let's say you've invested so much time in World of Warcraft 1. Like, you have a max level for every single character. You have like a billion gold or something. You'd be pretty salty if they just ended the game. Like, you'd want everything to carry over to the next game. So how do they fill in that spot where like they continue just releasing empty content when it gets so far? And then finish like Warcraft 4, or are they just gonna go straight to Warcraft, like World of Warcraft 2? Like, what do they do to fill in that gap?
I don't think it's gonna roll over at all.
I think they just
World of Warcraft 2 is gonna be a completely different game.
It's kind
of
like how, right?
Final Fantasy 11 and Final Fantasy 14 are two different things.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But they're like kind of the same game.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's
like same flavor. Same flavor. But it's got to be like a different world. I can't just play the same game, different graphics.
Then,
I don't know.
Okay, so Kill Jaden destroys the world. 7 years later, new heroes appear to take over and restore peace.
Destroys the world? So you think we lose?
Yeah.
That's not an unreasonable suggestion of what the story could go.
This is also the premise of Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn.
And nobody batted an eye.
Exactly. See, it worked. You guys had no idea. Like a round of board, just a new game. Perfect.
You actually paid attention to the storyline, Alvin.
I'm impressed.
Round of board.
I'm impressed.
Well, I want to go back to what Paris said. Do we think there's going to be a WoW 2, or is it just going to be expansion?
Expansion. I don't think there's going to be a 2 at all.
I'm with Paris. I think there could be a WoW 2. Maybe like after like the movie trilogy ends. And they just like, fuck it, let's just start World of Warcraft over. Everyone's starting fresh.
I think there's
too bad
be...
if you have billions of gold. Too bad. Everyone's starting fresh.
World of Warcraft HD remix.
But it could be totally. It could be free to play. They could have a mobile companion app. They could have books and comics with it too. No, that could be a way to freshen up the experience.
I think there's got to be a hiatus for a little bit. Like, you know, a little hiatus after the movie, let it die down. Everyone's a little, you know, a little bored of the MMO genre. And then let it die down and then come back strong with the WoW 2.
Like what EverQuest is doing.
Yeah,
right
when, we're all like 40. You're like, oh yes, I'm so ready. Finally. And then we can introduce our kids to it, right?
That's true.
That's the...
That's the point. As if we could have kids. My kid's gonna be learning basketball, football, every single sport.
Saying, hypothetically.
I hate you, Dad. All I wanted to do was play video games.
I learned this from you. I got your genes, Gene.
And then in the off season, he learned. I like sign him up to join a dance crew.
Yeah.
I don't. I want.
Yeah.
All right, so this new expansion rumors—they get me curious. I was more excited for Warlords than I was this one. If this one is true, I was more excited for Warlords.
Was the Warlords expansion, like, rumors, was it also on 4chan?
No, it was leaked on MMO Champion, and it was right on the head. Like, literally.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember reading, like, what the hell, we traveled through another fucking dimension? This is weird.
This is...
stupid, but... Yeah. Okay.
Like, literally. No new class of races. The Iron Horde has dominated the Gron and uses them as giant siege mounts. The next reply is, there's a lot of I can't see happening, to be honest. Sorry, nice try.
I wish it wasn't the, I don't know, that whole time travel thing, like, really,
I don't blame you.
Yeah, don't watch the ending cinematic thing. Maybe, you're gonna hate it.
Okay,
you're gonna want to kill someone.
One thing that made me really mad is I've watched all the cinematics already, right? And I had read the book before that happened after Missing Pandaria. I was like, wait, so I read a whole book about this guy, and then he dies in a quest line. Like, I don't even get to kill him in a raid, dude.
Spoilers.
Oh, yeah,
the game's been out for, like, what, 8 months? are you talking about,
and we don't kill guy. Fucking Thrall kills him.
I know, but he just... That was... really? I don't know if you guys read the book, so I don't know. It was frustrating.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Hey, man, that was the end of the quest line, right? That was the last quest in the game. I think that's a good send-off.
Speaking of story, what do you think is going to happen to the Warlords of Draenor story? We're just going to, like, go back to our portal and be like, okay, forget that happened. We'll just close off this portal.
Right, who watched the ending cinematic? I didn't, but...
I did.
You guys could probably address this, right?
It was dumb. Do you care? Can you talk about it?
Ending cinematic.
After you kill Archimonde?
Oh, I didn't see it, but... okay, tell us.
You care? Who's really going to care?
3, 2...
Just say it.
Yeah. Okay. So, Archimonde is dead, and then you see Grommash just standing there with everybody he's been fighting for the last 6 months. Everybody he's been slaughtering. And it's like, now we rebuild. And then, like, the girl Jaina is like, oh, we will rebuild together. I'm like, what the fuck? You guys just spent 6 months killing each other, now everything's good?
Wait, the girl Jaina is a bad guy now?
No, like, they're all making peace and shit. But then he's done nothing to make peace with them. It's just like, I was caught by Gul'dan. I guess I'm good now. All right, sorry about the last 6 months. Let's rebuild.
Okay, so they make a truce. They do their own thing in the alternate reality, and we just go back, and nothing really happened.
It doesn't show us going back at all.
It just says,
we assume.
Medivh is just like, till we meet again.
No, that was Khadgar. That was Khadgar.
Khadgar.
I think he turns into a bird and flies away. No, but like, also
just like in Warcraft 3.
But like, when Archimonde dies, he I don't think he dies. He like goes back into the portal and he pulls Gul'dan with him.
No, he dies, but then he pushes Gul'dan into the portal.
Oh, into the portal. So he Gul'dan, dies anyway. Gul'dan's not really dead.
Yeah, Gul'dan. And then Medivh's like, I have a feeling this isn't over until we meet again.
It's not Medivh, it's
Khadgar. I mean, yeah, Khadgar. They're the same fucking guy, dude. One's just bald.
Oh, that sucks. That makes me kind of bad.
The thing that blows my mind is just like, so, about the last six, sorry. Alright.
So you saved that other dimension. Cool, thanks, bye.
They don't even mention, like, the main character that did this all. Like, you, like, the commander. And then you're just like, hi, I'm going back to my garrison.
Look, this thing was called fucking Warlords of Draenor. Like, one of the warlords is an instance boss. The other one, Kargath, is the first boss of the first raid. The only person that got, like, good treatment was Blackhand. He was the last boss of the second raid. I don't know. The Warlords didn't show up, I felt like.
I agree with you. Well, it was empty.
And that made me mad.
We do just kill Garrosh.
we kill Garrosh in a questline.
So, I mean...
Please,
no. They're just all placeholders. Right.
So moving on, next topic of discussion. Richard, what are you looking forward to?
That Hearthstone announcement. Really looking forward to it. I got all my gold saved up. Hopefully it's the Argent Tournament, a new pack. Yeah. Let's Hopefully it shakes up the meta. I want to see some good cards instead of just a Dr. Boom this time.
No, dude.
Am I right?
Dr. Boom's the best.
Dude, Grim Patron, that meta never gets old, dude.
Grim Patron came
it's
with...
It's always fun.
That came with the expansion.
Never gets old playing Grim Patron, dude. I don't know, man. It's okay, I guess the Face Hunter is, like, really repetitive, but Grim Patron is just, like, I don't know.
Face Hunter is not competitive.
Yeah, Grim Patron is, like, actually can be difficult to play and is fun to play.
You think...
Argent Tournament, calling it. I've been calling it.
That's okay, so is the rest of the world.
Let's do it. Let's... Chumpets, I'm down.
And
sounds good?
You think they're... They gotta introduce a new card to counter Grim Patron, right? They gotta.
3-3.
I think so.
Whenever, so like, Battlecry, destroy all Grim Patrons on the board when somebody...
Yeah, they say they don't want to nerf cards. They just want to add other cards to add depth.
Yeah, to counter it.
So I think you're right. They'll probably add something to counter it.
Yo, it says the thing is online. Offline. Oh.
Yeah, I'm restarting it because it was a little laggy. But yeah. But yep, that's my hype right now. All right. 2 days. 2 days.
Oh shit, that's right. It's the 22nd.
Yep.
We should send our San Francisco friends to go see it.
Is it going to come out, like, right, like, the week after they have announced it? Or, like, how does it work? Because I didn't play when BRD came out. Or
every time Hearthstone announces something, it usually comes out in the same month.
Oh, okay.
Or within the next month. So it's pretty fast.
Love that. That's so good. That's good. That's the way they don't do make it. They don't tease us like, hey, you have to wait a year and a half.
Oh, thanks.
What? Duke Nukem Forever? What?
17 years?
Yeah. All right.
Hey, at least it came out. Oh, nothing.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. No. Other news. Skeleton King or King Leoric is coming out and Heroes of the Storm on July 21st, so tomorrow.
Yeah.
Diablo 3 is still in a PTR. You can pre-order StarCraft II Legacy of the Void and get access to 3 prologue missions. And that's it for news. Anything you guys else you want to add?
I am totally... Oh, no! He's 15,000 gold when he first comes out. God.
Leoric?
Yeah, I have 10,000 gold, not 15,000.
You know, you could drop that fat wallet on it.
No, I... No.
No. Like, okay, wait, just wait.
It's either Hearthstone packs...
Or Hearthstone skins.
Or Hearthstone... Fuck you. Hearthstone packs. Or, CSGO boxes. A or knife. CSGO skins.
A knife, dude.
I still haven't bought anything in CSGO.
It's one of those two. I will never spend money on heroes.
I don't know why I don't spend anything in CSGO. Maybe I'm just like, I'm going to not see my weapon that often because I'm just going to be dead and I'll look at your guys' weapons anyways.
It's a spectator sport.
Smiley,
yeah, spectator sport.
Smiley the Stud is saying, talk about League. He's been waiting. What do you got to say, Gino?
Oh, what?
He's been asking.
So how about that Gangplank revamp?
Yeah, so what about League? He's asking about League. What about it?
What about it?
You're playing it.
I don't know. I'm not playing it. I do not have a MOBA boner right now.
I'm glad that I bought the Gangplank skins before, so I could just hop in and have command.
You bought Gangplank skins? Dude. I know. Gangplank and Misfortune got like reworks, but like I don't know. I still keep up with like
Hero Spotlight
LCS.
Oh,
I watch some games, but I'm pretty much just there to like see who wins and loses.
Because
you know how TSM does their own like reality TV show?
They do?
Yeah, they have their like. It shows them training. It shows them like how they live in the house, and they have confessionals where they talk to the cameras like, yeah. Wild Turtle hasn't really been playing well this season. It gets like really dramatic.
Where is this?
On YouTube? I'll put it in chat. But like, I don't know. It's really interesting because a lot of teams are doing this too. Team Liquid has a show, Fnatic from Europe has a show, and TSM has a show, of course.
And that's pretty tight.
Yeah, that keeps me watching. Makes me keep up with the competitive scene still.
Cloud9 has a CSGO Snapchat. There's that.
Cloud9 is doing worse than they've ever been this season.
What?
But, yeah.
Dude, Cloud9's replacing. Oh, Cloud9, lol.
Oh, LOL.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's all I gotta say about LOL. Not really playing it at the moment.
I'm with you. I don't have a mobile phone right now either. I haven't played Heroes of the Storm in a while. I've been wanting to play MMOs. That's why I reactivated my WoW. Then we got Final Fantasy 14.
Should we talk about that? We're all playing, right?
Yeah, we're all playing that, Richard. Over the past month, like, I've tasted all three MOBAs. Big MOBAs this month.
Wait, Dota?
You play Dota?
Me?
Yeah.
Do you mean MMOs?
Oh, MMOs! You had, like, a confused look at the camera. Like,
Dota?
I listened to you guys and I looked at chat like, why the fuck did you guys just... Wait, retailers just bring up Dota. But yeah, FF14 first.
Skyforge.
Alright, well, one of you guys tell us about FF14.
You start, Richard. You're the veteran.
So, I played it before when Realm Reborn first came out. The level cap was 50 back then. And then we started recently playing now. I mostly reactivated because a good group of us started playing. Up to level 20 now. It's nice. I like it. It's a new fresh start. It's good to get a change of pace sometimes.
It is very slow.
Slow? You think it's slow? Like the action?
It's slow.
Yeah. It's slow.
It's like the thinking man's MMO.
Thinking man. It's not exactly chess, Gino.
Well, why is it slow, Gino? Elaborate.
It's got a longer global cooldown. I feel like the global cooldown's longer. And I feel like my skills that have cooldowns, like the ones that increase my damage, the cooldowns for those are long too. Oh, I'm playing a gladiator, and I don't even have that many attacking skills at level 19. Mm-hmm.
So you're just auto-attacking everything?
It's more like I press these two buttons. It's like...
Oh, really? Yeah, I haven't...
Like, you press quick attack, it empowers this move. You press that one, and you press quick attack, and it's kind of boring.
You have to click quick attack?
Yeah, that's what the move is called.
Okay.
Well, are you bored of it? Straight up.
Me?
Yeah, let me know how you feel about it. Say how you feel
about it. I'm not 100% bored of it yet. I'm gonna give it some time.
Do you feel like you're shoehorned into that tanking position?
No. I always like being tanky. I actually did my first instance, and I had no idea what it was doing. It went well though, but I didn't know like why I was like not holding aggro. Mm. It made no sense to me. I'm like, well, maybe World of Warcraft just spoiled me.
Yeah,
but I
used to tank back in the day. It's if your party's not focusing at the same target you are, then it's gonna be a little tough for you.
Is there a way to mark?
Yeah, there is. You can mark. Yeah,
I should learn that.
I want. Yeah. I want like.
What level are you now?
Did you talk to me?
Oh, Alvin, what level are you?
16.
16.
Oh dang!
Oh, dang. you almost caught up to me. What'd you start at?
One.
No. Fuck you, dude. What city?
Started from the bottom.
Where were you born? My mom. Your mom. Gridania?
Yeah.
There's so much running around. I felt like,
yeah.
Like you have to run up like the north side of the city, the south side of the city, the central. Like there's so much running around. Why?
There's an east shroud, south shroud, mid shroud. I was like, God damn it, dude.
The map is a little confusing.
Yeah.
The load times are annoying.
The unskippable cutscenes are a bit frustrating. There's so much talking in this game that I don't care about.
There's so much talking. I see why it's cool, because it's like every other Final Fantasy game. There's like backstory.
Yeah, but that's Final Fantasy, though. There's a lot of talking.
I guess I'm just spoiled by WoW and that there's just one big page. If you want to read it, you can, or you can just click accept.
I just click as fast as I can.
You can skip cutscenes.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's like, in the beginning, like, I couldn't skip that.
Oh, like the very beginning sequence, yeah.
Yeah. Sure, there are other, like, unskippable cutscenes either, but, like, it's just...
What do you guys like about Final Fantasy that you like over WoW?
The character creation was nice.
Yeah, the character creation was nice.
It's all these, like, a lot of these aesthetic stuff, like having two
first name and a last name. I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, having max amount of bags.
Oh, from the get-go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's I didn't notice that.
Can we just take a moment to like elaborate on how great that is? Like, as a new player, like I remember, like, man, the best bag I can get is like 6 slots.
Yeah.
This sucks ass. Like,
it is so inconvenient.
Yeah, like, dude, I can't afford bigger bags, man. Mm-hmm. That's really nice of them. Thank you.
The fuck? I'm a hero and all I have is a backpack?
Like, the fact that's
a chosen one.
You want the chosen one.
So gay.
You can't even get rid of that backpack.
Mm-hmm. So true.
You know that backpack thing, though. I don't like how you can... you have all these backpacks. I want them all open at once. Just give me one big page of little squares.
Without an add-on? Yeah.
Yeah, there's no add-ons.
There's no add-ons. I kind of miss that.
There's a lot of quality of life things I miss for World of Warcraft for sure. Like, comparing your items with, like, shift highlight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, instead of having to right-click. I hate how there's, like, no right-click to sell. You have to right-click, click the option to sell.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. But I'm just going to... The fact that it's not painfully obvious to do that, just, like, come on.
I don't like how to... If I have something for you, I have to hand it over.
Yeah! it's not in the, like... I'm already talking
to you. It's
the
RP element, man.
I would RP not element. Be talking to you if I didn't finish the fucking quest. Like, why do I need to hand it over to you? I'm here.
We're being a little negative. What do we like about the game?
Yeah,
I asked that question.
What we liked about the game.
what level are you now?
I'm having a hard time thinking of things like I like over the other game. Besides, like, it's a different world. It's a different experience. The slow pace is kind of nice because it makes it easier to watch Netflix or TV. But I don't know. Is that a good thing? It kind of is.
I've been watching a lot more TV because of this game.
I personally like the flavor of Final Fantasy more, like the music and the atmosphere of the world. I prefer Final Fantasy.
Fucking community is so much better.
It's less toxic.
Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm. It's not mainstream.
What's the subscriber count? It's like 1 million.
Probably less. Less.
It's got to be at least 1 million.
It's the hipster MMO for sure.
But this is off. If I already have a trial account, if I buy it on Steam, does that 30 days like apply to my new thing? I don't know. I should ask Zooey. I think Zooey's the only one who has it on Steam.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, the community's better.
Zooey bought it on Steam.
World is different. The music is good. I wouldn't necessarily be better than WoW, but it's good.
The music?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't turned off. Spell
effects are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Although, spell effects get a little bit much after a while.
Instances and stuff? Or?
Yeah. Like, if you tune into a stream on Twitch of a raid, it's just like flashes everywhere. It's just like, it's a rave. It's literally a rave. It looks like a rave.
A light show.
Yeah, it's a light show.
You didn't play it before, have you, Paris?
I have what?
You never played it before, have you?
What, Final Fantasy?
14.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. No. I'm really, like, engrossed in Counter-Strike right now. I can't leave it. I don't know why. I don't know.
Paris is a bro gamer.
Yeah.
From a tanky perspective, like, when I was in the instance, I felt it was so clunky, like, switching targets.
A little bit.
Hard.
Tab targeting?
Well, I don't tab. I do click. Whoa. For some reason, it wouldn't work sometimes.
Gino?
Explains our progress.
The engine does feel more clunky. Like, sometimes there's, like, platforming you have to do in WoW, but, like, I feel like it would be much harder in this Final Fantasy 14.
Dude, I'm nitpicking now, but, like, the jump animation is just... It feels so robotic compared to WoW.
Yes, it does. Something's off about it that I noticed too. Maybe it's like a short, tiny delay or something.
Like, I remember. Okay, I was jumping around and I'm like, man, like the characters would flap their arms in WoW. Like it'd look really fluid, but then with Final Fantasy, it's very.
Their engine definitely isn't as good.
It's a little dated, for sure.
How long do you foresee yourself playing it?
As long as you guys keep playing it, I'll keep playing it. Yeah. Well, what are you now, Steven?
I'm still level 10. I haven't played since Thursday, I think. It'd probably take me three months, I think, realistically, to get to max level. Uh-huh. I feel like to give it an honest shot at max level, I would try to stick around for another 3 months.
Yeah, I'll give it 3 months, and if it's...
I'd probably get to max level before
addicting?
3 months.
Yeah, hopefully. Is Final Fantasy addicting like Vanilla WoW was? Like, for no reason. I have no idea why WoW Vanilla was addicting.
Oh, well,
I
already played, so ask them.
You already got to max level?
Yeah, last time I played.
I don't know. It doesn't have that, like, crack cocaine that I can't... WoW is, like, unexplainably, like, addictive.
Why?
But,
it
doesn't have, like, that Taco Bell, like, addicting, you know?
Yeah.
Bacon Club Chalupa is fire.
It's good. I like it.
Bacon Club Chalupa
sounds good.
Anyway.
I think...
When I'm out, I want to play. But then I got home, I was like, I'm going to check my email. I got to do other stuff. I'm not going to play. So, I don't know. Go ahead, Richard.
It's no fun to play in short bursts. I can see that. I agree with that. As for me, I'm taking it slow. I always get that syndrome where I just grind through shit and I burn myself out almost. So, I'm just enjoying it for what it is. Just having a game to play at the moment, you know? Because, yeah, we're kind of going through a dry spell. Let's be honest, there isn't much.
Were you engrossed by this story?
The first time I went through it, it was a good story. Yeah.
How much reading did you do?
Reading? Like 50%. I watched all the cutscenes, though. So I could kind of deduce what's going on.
Oh, okay.
The ones with voice acting.
Egg. No!
Because I watched all the cutscenes.
Skip.
Mm-hmm. I do no reading. Too much. That's too much.
So much reading. So much reading.
Maybe it's just for me, but I think the font is so small too. Those chat levels. So it makes me makes me not want to read it even more.
Open your eyes. Fucking Asian.
What if the game was cheaper? What if the game was, instead of $12, it was...
You got it for $12? Oh, you mean subscription.
Yeah, subscription. Oh, subscription price.
I was like, I'm going to play the
would
game
that
right now.
Would that affect you?
Probably. I mean, I have yet to pay for it. Because, I mean, okay, the story is, I was telling Zui, I'm like, no, do not, I don't feel like I'm going to, it's like, oh, what have I done for you lately? And I'm like, nothing, let's keep it that way. And he's like, well, check your inventory. I'm like, fuck. Fine, I'll play.
Dude, no, man.
It's like $20. I think we're all playing out of like our
I thought about getting it for your birthday, Alvin.
No.
If I was still playing in like three weeks.
Oh, dude. Alvin is born on August 14. Final Fantasy 14.
Illuminati confirmed.
You were the chosen one.
Dude, you have a backpack?
Yeah, it already has max backs last year.
How I'm seeing it is like kind of playing it as a single player game. But I can play with friends if I want to.
But that's largely how WoW kind of felt too, until you got to Stranglethorn Vale.
Yeah.
Please help.
Have you guys done people?
And they're on their
have
other
you guys
factions.
Done shit with friends in that game yet, or Final Fantasy 14?
I played with Zui. Yeah, we did it as a team.
Zui a little bit.
I did a couple levies.
Levies.
I guess. Leaves. Levies.
Yeah. With quests.
I haven't did anything. But I'm only level 10.
I'm just saying, I played Skyforge for 10 minutes, already did like a lot of shit with Jonathan.
Man, I'm not sold yet, man. It's not sold yet.
I'm not trying to sell Skyforge. There's like, it definitely has a problem, but it definitely has some tech that I like. Like, if there's a place to do a quest, you just need to aim your crosshair at the where the quest location is, and press space, and your character automatically walks to the where the quest is, and you just avoid all like enemies you run into.
Diablo has that.
But when I was playing Skyforge, I was like, oh my god, I need this in MMOs.
So you need there to be less gameplay.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. No running.
This is the MMO podcast or what?
Hashtag lazy gamer.
Where we at, Steve?
Yeah.
Where we at?
We're at like 1 hour, dude.
No, not yet.
10 more minutes.
Gino says he's not excited about anything. Maybe Overwatch. Yep.
That's a ways.
I know.
Beta access. We're good at first-person shooters, so I mean.
What do you guys think? You think beta Overwatch for beta before or after WoW expansion official release?
I think after BlizzCon.
After BlizzCon, before the expansion release.
Yeah. That'd be best.
Because I mean, they've already like okay, you can play these three heroes and DDoS 2 only.
Do you guys think they're gonna add skins in Overwatch?
Hell yeah,
dude!
I totally think they do. How do you think they're gonna monetize it?
Skins, hats, gun skins.
Dude, it's big money.
That shit.
Dude, Valve's made so much money off TF2. You kidding me?
Yeah. And Counter Strike.
Yeah, they made money off Counter Strike.
Look how Counter Strike
started on how frustrating Counter Strike is.
How much have you spent in CS, Paris?
At least $300, $350 in skins.
Oh, damn. No!
Yes.
Damn, so you're what they call a whale.
Dude, I'm not even a whale, man. That's like low. Dude, my knife's only worth like $150. Like, most people. Like, I have like a low tier knife. A mid tier knife's worth like $400. High tier is anywhere from like $800 to $2,000 plus.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a computer!
Just to put it into perspective, a friend of a friend just sold an op skin for $1,200.
Yeah.
What?
Just he opened it from a case?
Yeah, no, he got
a drop. It was a drop.
Are you kidding? Wow.
$1,200.
I'm playing the wrong game. Man. I'm playing the wrong game.
Dang, that
is
awesome.
If you wanted to sell it for like in-game currency, you would have gotten 1,600, 1,800 easy.
Yeah.
Hey, is that like Steam wallet money?
No, he got a cash.
PayPal.
Whew. Cash money, son.
Did you guys buy? Did you install skins back in 1.5, Paris? For all you guys?
No. Yeah, I didn't really play 1.6 much or 1.5. I was playing Warcraft 3 a lot back then.
And WoW.
Mm-hmm.
And WoW, yeah. Before it really
Started. You played no 1.5, 1.6, but you played a lot of CS:GO.
I played 1.6. I want to say max of like 100 hours.
And he's better than us.
But nothing compared to.
How are you better than me? What the fuck?
I've been for like 10 years, man. 100 hours? Get the fuck out of here.
I remember, like,
I went to LAN centers and shit.
You short fingers, dude.
I would download the skins, like, the M4. My M4 had, like, a grenade launcher, a laser pointer, iron sights, and didn't even do anything. It just looked sick.
Had a rainbow muzzle flash.
Yeah.
I used to do all that stupid shit to my guns.
Yeah, I had that. Those are cool. But I haven't paid anything yet.
Same here. Wait, nope. I think I bought like maybe 2 keys, like $6 or something.
Yeah, I bought like 2 keys. Got a stat track scout. No. Scout. Oh, that's like my favorite gun.
Jump scouting is so lame. I hate it so much.
Can we be honest though? That's like, it's basically another way to gamble.
Yeah,
it's a slot machine.
It's a really big issue right now.
This dude recently, his name is Mo. He's a big streamer. He recently lost his old more than half of his inventory. He lost 50 G's in a day worth of skins from gambling.
What?
Yeah.
Wait,
he had gambling? A 50 grand inventory.
You can gamble your skins off?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah,
it's called CSGO Jackpot, Skin Arena. You could just, like, it's insane.
50 G's?
That's pretty cool. I want to meet these people who spend $1,200 on an op skin.
I know.
Dude, there are some, like, ridiculously rich people in Counter-Strike. Like, did you know Summit, right, Alvin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that guy.
He bet like 120k total in skins and won like 90k total. Like,
wow.
Can we just 120k
in skins? Damn, that's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
This is why we're casuals, guys. This is why we're casuals.
There's a whole like economy.
Yeah. Dude, that guy makes that in a month though.
He is a really successful streamer.
You can cash out though, right? You can go from Steam wallet to real money.
You can.
No, you can.
You can, but you won't get as much as it's worth in Steam money. Because it's like you're going from like keys to real money, and so it's gonna be worth.
Can still cash out though.
Eventually. Yeah, you can still cash out. You just won't get as.
Yeah, like let's say you had 120k, you could probably cash out 100k, but that's still
really good rate.
That's You can still buy
it. If you start it from the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all.
Dude, I'm in the wrong profession.
Dude. Yeah, it's a very lucrative, but very bullshit thing.
Alright.
Do you think skins are good for CS, though?
Good for Valve.
Steven, you're muted.
I don't know if skins are good for CS. I think skins are really good because it's gotten CS really popular. And, like, let's be honest, like, CS is a really hard game. So a lot of the new people who play are not going to get good until, like, the more time you put in. It's not like Call of Duty where you can just hop in and just rape everybody. You need to, like, put a lot of time in to get even decent. And put in even amazing time to get above decent. So I think skins are good for CS as, like, a whole, but I think in the end, it could maybe corrupt CS, and it's probably bad for a lot of kids who are gambling all their skins. So, I mean, you guys can be like, whatever, who cares, that's their fault. But on the end, like, if you're 13 years old, you know, like, I don't know. I just sort of feel bad for them. Like, what do they know, you know?
Mom, I'm still wondering, why would I pay, like, $500 for a skin for a gun I might buy, like, once every 6 rounds? Like an op. And then I suck at the game, so, like, I peek out and I die before I even shoot it. That'd make
me... I mean, a lot of the times, a lot of the big people die, like, very good people, and they have super sick skins. Anytime, like, I was like, hey, look, a dragon lore. And then that's it. It's the WoW value.
There's only one skin I really, really want. And that's the Green Scout. Because on the ground, it looks like an op.
Oh my god.
And I remember when I picked it up one time, like, I started just hella laughing because I hella got bamboozled. I just want that skin. But I don't know how I'm going to get it.
Alright, sounds good. Good episode, boys. Guys.
Conversation Corner?
Yeah, go.
Conversation Corner. Alright, so this week's Conversation Corner. What do all y'all see yourselves doing in the next, say, 8 years? Are we still going to be playing games? Are we still going to be hanging out? What do you think? Let's start with you, Gino.
I'm going to base this off people who are... Do I even know people 8 years older than me?
Yes. Jeffrey's brother. Your brother?
No, my brother's not 8 years older than me. Okay, no, he's like 6. He's close enough.
Just think of the average, 34-year-old?
I guess he used to go out a lot, but ever since he got his kid, he just doesn't do anything anymore. I think I'll assume if I don't have a kid, I'll still be playing games, still going out, puking it out front of basic.
Hey.
Yeah, that's where I see myself. What about you guys?
Doing
it. Alvin?
Okay, 8 years. I'll have a job. I'll have a job. No, let's switch that to the.
I like how you didn't say that, Gino. You didn't mention that at all. Oh, I'm gonna knock some bitch up. I'm gonna be throwing up in front of basic.
Oh,
I
thought the job thing was assumed. Okay.
I'll have a job. I'm done with college.
Uh huh.
I'll have a house with one room dedicated. I'll have a monitor that doesn't flicker.
Your monitor flickers.
Dude, what the fuck?
It does. It's not light boost either. It's not light boost.
See this? That's not the camera.
You can't even
see it. I don't notice it.
I saw it.
It's very noticeable, trust me.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I see it.
I got it. Oh my god, that's terrible, dude.
Okay, no, see, the thing is, I'm keeping that, so I'll have an excuse to say, like, I need a new monitor. When the capacitors finally blow, I'll be like, no, time to get a 144Hz monitor.
When the capacitors blew on my old monitor, my monitor just kept on going dimmer and dimmer until it just completely stayed black.
Yeah, so...
Dude, that's so bad. Monitors are not that expensive. You can probably get one for $100.
Oh, no, I want a 144Hz. That's the thing.
That's not cheap.
He wants the Rolls Royce.
BenQs are getting cheaper. I saw one for $250. So I'm just waiting for when the stars align.
Hmm. So, job, monitor...
Yeah, it's a good computer.
Computer.
I'll have a monitor.
My car is going to be a lot faster. And that's about it. I mean, I'll be working for some car company, doing engineering shit.
I want to have a pool.
Pool?
So, like,
that's a good goal. That's a good goal to have.
That's a good goal, yeah. I want to have a pool so I can throw a boat in it and sit in it with a 30 rack, and I can't leave the boat until I finish the 30 rack.
Dude, you're going to drown, man.
You're done.
You were on the floor, on the concrete. You fell asleep, just throw up on your arm, and you're asleep.
Front page news, Filipino man drowns in his pool. falls off boat.
Filipino man drowns in 3 feet of water. Did not know how to stand up.
Some good goals. What about you, Steve?
I'll probably still be at the same house. Definitely have a kid by then. It'll probably be playing some sort of games. It'll probably be like an iPad game. Let's be real. It'll be like Xbox is stupid.
You're shooting for one kid?
No, I'll probably have multiple.
Mm. 8 years, though. 8 years.
Wait, my nephew has broken 2 iPads, so...
8 years is a long time. Then I have to get the Amazon Fire kids version.
That's why I refuse.
If it breaks, you can send it back to Amazon.
I'm not introducing my kids to video games.
What?
Until they get old enough so that they won't break shit. Until then, it's just like, here, watch some TV.
Alvin, you still break shit.
What was the last thing I broke?
You're going to have your anger problems.
Your mind.
That is in the past, all right?
Fuck,
if you try to say different, I'll kick your ass.
Alvin, you're funny.
I think age one through 12, I'm going to hope my kid still plays with toys. Because toys is... Video games is a much expensive hobby. Much more expensive hobby than toys.
I mean, yeah, but everything's free to play. Everything that the kids want to play is either Minecraft or free to play. So you're fine. No, kids don't want to buy Xboxes these days. Like, my niece and nephew, they don't even know that there's a new Xbox One out. They know it's the DS, though. They have DS.
But you know what? You know, like, that's got me wondering, because I watch these videos on YouTube where, like, teenagers play... like Dark Souls or teenagers play Last of Us, I watch them play and they suck and they're teenagers. I'm like, at your age, I was hella good at video games. Maybe kids are just not playing games anymore these days.
I think games
that's
have
a fucking
easier.
Lie. No, they're definitely playing games. It's just not the same type of games.
Games like, are gotten easier.
Minecraft, we didn't have that when we were younger.
They only play easy games that don't require thought.
Yeah,
they have ADD. Like, I've been saying this. Like, gamers have ADD nowadays, and it's only gonna get worse.
Dude, look up teens play Dark Souls, and I could understand why the girls suck the girls, but like, I'm like, dude, you guys, man, how do you? Anyways, that's all I gotta say.
What about you, Paris?
In 8 years,
what do you see yourself doing in 8 years?
Hopefully with a job, probably playing like Global.
Well, okay, when you guys say job, you mean like a career, right? Like a stable career.
No,
he's a manager at AMC.
I want to be making 30k a year at some 7-Eleven, probably close to my house, so I don't have to travel back and forth.
Enough to pay for my skins. Yeah, I think no matter what, how long you take, like, once you play games, you always want to play games more. Like, you're never just sort of like, oh, I'll just not play games anymore. Like, especially like if you had taken a hiatus from games, you're still gonna be like, dude, that game looks sick. I want to buy it. I want to play it or something.
Preach.
Yeah, you can never stop playing games, dude. It's like, once you start lifting, you're gonna, like, you're always gonna be small. You can never get to where you want. You can never get to the end of playing games. There's no end game. You play forever.
Just keep doing steroids.
Yeah.
I'll do what it takes.
There's no way to finish.
Hey, you don't think you're a little tired of games? You haven't, like, dipped a bit?
I've dipped, but that has never, like, removed my interest of wanting to
play games. I'm never like, oh, I'm done gaming. It's more of like, these games suck. I'm waiting for a new game. I just want some game to come and, like, sweep me off my feet so I can marry it and, like, make it my love or something. Just, like, Vanilla WoW
again.
I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I got
play Vanilla WoW, you're like, this is amazing. I want to marry this game. I'm going to play it, like, so much, dude. And no game has been, like, as good as that before. And you sort of already search for it. So,
that's
like,
true.
One day something will be like that.
What if there's never another game like that ever?
Fuck you guys, Witcher 3.
There always will be.
Like, a blockbuster genre.
I don't know, dude. I'm always
like, there always will be. There always will be, because there will always be an audience, the four of us. Like, the more older, there will be an audience to buy it. If there's an audience, they will make it.
I've never spent so much time doing anything else before.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just think about it. Combined, I have at least just under a year of days worth of gameplay on WoW alone.
I'm pretty sure I have more than that. I'm pretty sure I'm probably like 1,000 days.
Yeah, that's like 10,000 hours on WoW.
That's a lot. You could be a pro CS player by then.
Yeah, like... And I was never good at WoW.
You were just jumping on the bank. That's all you were doing.
Yeah, CS has been there forever. It's always been good. And I think CS will always be good.
I don't think CS will ever leave. It's like a staple, like, PC game. You know, like,
yes.
COD has, like risen, and it's, like, fallen. Like, COD is not that hype anymore.
COD is plateaued right now.
CS
and
is, like...
It's only gonna go down.
CS went down for a little bit, and now it's, like... going crazy, like,
yeah, and I think CS will go in cycles too, like,
yeah,
in a couple years it'll go down and then we'll get bored of whatever is out and then CS will make a rise.
I think, okay, yeah,
then when it'll dip when Condition 1 comes out.
Condition 2.
Condition 1.
And then when CSGO Source comes out, it'll dip a little bit, and then Global Offensive 3, it'll be good.
Yeah, I don't see us ever stopping games.
Okay, we're never gonna get a Global Offensive 3. Like, two?
Just two? No, I'm just saying, like, the cycle, it's gonna go CS...
Global Offensive 3, plus or minus 30 years from now.
Yeah. I'm still gonna be playing fucking games. I don't care. Say what you want.
I think about this too. Jennifer's like, no more fucking lands. Like, oh, but I wanna land with my friends, and then my kids... can land
with their friends.
We have like a mega land. Like, that'd be sick.
Dad, Gino's trolling me.
God, our dads are playing CS again.
They're so bad.
They're so lame. They're like playing their 3D games, and we're just still on the computer.
Yeah.
We're feeding them Hot Pockets.
Son, I'm making Hot Pocket. Do you want one?
I think Hot Pockets will still be around.
No, we have these highly nutritious bars. Why are you still eating those?
Wait, you don't know Hot Pocket has, like... They do pizza rolls now.
Lean Pockets? Oh,
they do? Lean Pockets are actually better, though, to be honest. The breading on the Lean Pocket is better.
What? Are you serious?
I don't know.
Hello?
I don't know, man.
They use like a garlic or cheesy buttered bread on the Lean Pocket one. Where on the Hot Pocket, it's just a plain bun.
Nothing a pound of ketchup can't fix. Okay, Richard, your turn.
That's for me. 8 years. Hopefully, making good money. I want to travel more. Hopefully travel more. See some other places other than California. And I want to own a boat. That'd be sick. I kind of like Gino, but like on the ocean.
I want a rowboat.
Yeah, like a sail. I don't even really care if I know how to sail it. I just want a boat. I just drink beers on it or something. I don't know. Say have it. A beachside house, that'd be sick. I would love that. Yeah, beachside house.
Damn, you're hella more ambitious than me.
Yeah, we're
yeah, dude, he has a job.
I just wanted a boat that I could drink beer
I
on.
Want a boat, too, to drink beer on.
I want to be the manager.
His is inflatable, yours isn't.
Lifetime popcorn. But I still see myself playing games. Hopefully.
What genre will you be into?
Oh, man. That's
do you guys think you'd be in the MMO?
I think I'm going to be a more casual genre, to be honest. Something more laid back. Probably not CS, not an FPS. I can't do it anymore.
What?
I seriously suck at it.
Like CS.
I used to be good at it, but I suck now. I just get mad.
Dude, I get anxiety playing CS, man.
Exactly.
It's so fun.
I think you learn to get over it.
It's fun.
You get over it.
It's fun when you play with friends. I can play with friends, sure, fine. But, like, I can't find myself going and doing a quick match by myself anymore. Like, not fun.
No. See, quick match is cancerous when you don't have a full group. That's the thing.
Exactly.
Never, ever go into a quick match alone.
Exactly. I mean, it's like playing HOT. You rarely play HOTs alone. You usually play with friends. Like, okay, no. Let's say we're playing. Let's say Paris is still playing. I'm sure he will be.
True, but FPS is so much high pressure. It's like, it's Twitch reactions. Like, you're aiming. It's completely different than
that's a MOBA. I don't know. That's what's so fun about it.
It is fun. It's, I agree. I love playing at LAN. Don't get it twisted. Don't get me wrong. I love playing at LAN.
Richard would play the game if it was less fun. That's what he said.
No.
Or easier?
Like.
So you want to play Call of Duty, Richard?
No, fuck Call of Duty. I hate Call of Duty. No, no.
So you wouldn't play.
I play a Hearthstone.
LOL or HOTS then? Because those are kind of Twitch based too. You have fast reactions too.
Not as much. It's a little more.
Yeah, not as much.
I see myself in 8 years probably playing like a Hearthstone type of game more.
On your boat.
Yeah, I'm on his boat. Drinking my beer. Boat, drinking a beer, not knowing how to sail for shit.
I think what made me quit like CS is I totally like came up on someone from behind, and I just emptied a clip, my M4,
all around them,
and hit nothing but air. And he turned around and just went pop.
You're not that bad, man. Stop.
No, and then I'm just like, no, and then the team saw it. I just can't do it anymore.
Everyone on the team like, dude. They didn't even say anything. Like, they didn't even say you suck, dude.
I think I'll still be in the same genre as I was 10 years ago. MMOs probably won't be around, but if they were, I'd probably play them. I'm definitely still gonna play CS. Probably definitely gonna still play MOBAs because those will probably still be a thing. And then sports games and racing games will probably still be a thing.
You know, Madden 2025.
And hopefully we'll be on WSR episode 800.
We'll be in a live studio audience.
That's the dream. That is
the dream.
Alright, boys.
Alright, play the music. Alright. Goodbye.
Alright.
Thanks for joining us.
WorstOffRadio@gmail.com.
Email me. Us. Tell me. Ask to talk about shit. Come on.
Has anyone emailed us?
Thank you, Paris. No.
See ya.
No.
Oh yeah, thanks, Paris. For...
Bye.
Wait, no, fuck you, Paris.
Hey. Fuck you.
Alright. Hey. For PG here. Alright.
Sorry.
Bye, everybody. Come along. Next week. Way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? Wait, they can't hear us? Good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know.